Now, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow has returned 28 historic documents that were stolen from Russia during the turbulent 1990s. Here's NPR's Corey Flintoff.
The event was something that's seldom seen in these days of heightened tensions between the United States and Russia. U.S. and Russian officials met at the American ambassador's residence to exchange friendly words and speeches of thanks. The reason for the ceremony was on display in an adjoining room, a whole table full of stolen goods. They included historical documents and drawings, some of them signed by Russia's most powerful rulers.
Alexander I, Alexander II, Peter the Great, Joseph Stalin, who signs his documents in red crayon, by the way.
That's Jason Cassidy from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has been working with Russia to recover stolen documents. Cassidy says some of his agents have gotten really good at it.
And one of those astute investigators who's worked with us on Russian document repatriation in the past noticed at a local gallery in the U.S. that there was an alleged decree signed by Peter the Great, and just based on experience knew that, you know what, there's probably no way that that got out of Russia legally. So we reached out to the Ministry of Culture, and of course the Ministry of Culture said, nah, everything's good. I think we have it, but you know what? We'll do an audit of the gallery just to double check. We get a call back maybe a week or two later. Oh my God, you'll never believe it. It was stolen and it was replaced with a replica. We don't even know how long it's been gone.
At the ceremony, some of Russia's top document specialists arrived to take charge of the valuables. This is Tatiana Garyacheva, the head of their Russian archives of literature and art. She said she hoped the publicity surrounding the event would encourage respectable collectors to return any documents they think might be stolen. The event drew a lot of Russian media, and U.S. Ambassador John Teft says it's refreshing to have coverage of cooperation between the two countries.
We're a nation of laws, and when the bad guys stole these things from the Russian archives, we caught them and we bring it back, and I think that sends a good message.
Teft says the program to repatriate stolen documents is ongoing, and these return ceremonies take place every couple of years. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.